7766 that I also listened to the audio, and I came into the office on Monday, and with the assistance of Mr. Abbott, reviewed the file and feel ready, willing, and able to vote on change of zone 1766, which is our next item of business.
Well, Mr. Chairman, that's in my area, and at the public hearing, there were some issues or concerns that were raised by the commission, and I'd like to have some more discussion on that before I'm prepared to make a motion. I know, speaking for myself, one of the issues that concerned me was the increased traffic that we're going to create on that road, that it's not just a matter of this. We can't look at it as just this one project, that we have to look at the entire area. And as we increase density, perhaps for this project, if we continue down that same line, then what kind of a traffic issue are we going to run into for existing residents as well as the future residents? I know that's come up with some other public hearings that we've had on other properties and other parts of eastern Sussex, and I think it's something that we as a commission have to take into account as we're looking at projects and considering projects, especially those where we're looking at an increased density. You know, as we know, the property that is in that area, as in our entire county, is that zone AR1 can have 2 units per acre. So if we look at all the undeveloped land that's in that area, the numbers start to become boggling. So for one, I'm concerned about the stepping stone process. You know, if we create or approve an HR1 RPC here, then what's the next person we want to do that adjoins that? So that's one of my concerns. Two, I have a concern in terms of building heights potential. Yes, we have a presentation to us that shows townhouses, but that's as they're presenting it today. As we all are well aware of, projects that are proposed today may not be what we see in the future when we get through the process. And I know one of the points that was brought up at the public hearing that continues as a concern on my part is what happens if we have an HR RPC and suddenly the RPC disappears, gets sunsetted or whatever, and then we're left with an HR zoning. Now, I might feel different if we had the ability to sunset the HR if the RPC was to sunset or something like that, so we don't wind up with potentially a big hotel, because obviously that's something that's allowable in an HR zone. Or we wind up with an apartment complex, you know, with 12 units to the acre. So we, you know, in any change of zone, I, for one, need to take into account what we see today and what possibly could happen tomorrow. On the other hand, if it was an MRRPC, then we're talking potentially 85 units per acre. If my information is correct, and that MRRPC allows for 4.356 per acre. So you might say, well, we're kind of splitting hairs because they want 100 and they could get 85 on an MRRPC, but with an HR, they could get a whole lot more. You know, they could potentially get at 12 per acre, and my math skills are a little rusty this time of day. I kind of get too many tax returns. But at 12 per acre, you know, we're talking to, you know, close 220 units. Instead of 85, so those are some of my concerns about coming in for the with the HR. You know, not that I mean what they presented to us in terms of the community design and that sort of thing. Parts of it were appealing to me. You know, the townhouse aspect, the perhaps lower cost homes as a result of the use of the condominium approach. It's also kind of an interesting connection to the road, in terms of having to do that winding snake-like getting through the adjoining community just to be able to get to their units. I don't know if you gentlemen have any more you want to add to that, but
I share your same concern with the HR zoning, and there's no way to sunset the HR.
Not the HR part, no. I mean, it's zoned that for indefinitely until somebody comes back and wants to change it. Yeah. The one thing I just wanted to point out too, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Lank brought this up earlier. I don't think they could rezone it to MR and get the MR density, but you couldn't do an MR RPC because it's not 40 acres.
Okay.
HR is a little bit unique in that you can do an HR RPC on 10 acres, but the density calculations aren't affected by that you were talking about.
So it's still potentially could have 4.35 per acre.
Yeah.
So potentially, with an MR, they could wind up with 85 units.
Yeah, that's still the same.
Which potentially could protect the future if the RPC, which would I understand would not be attached to the MR, but certainly could be, is applied for with the HR now. So,
Mr. Johnson, my concern is that the reason for the HR request is to accommodate the RPC so that the density can be acquired. That's the only way through code they can get to the 5.12 units. And if they offered public transportation access to the site, then maybe you could overlook the great difference between the densities in that immediate area and the 5 units. Lewis Crossings is 2.17. The MR RPC adjoining is 2.65. The others are AR subdivisions and very, very low densities. So it's more than almost 2.5 times the density there. And perhaps that could be overlooked if there was access to public transportation. The other issue is the height. Again, the 52-foot is to accommodate those higher densities, but the height in that immediate area is not 52-foot, so it's going to stand out. So I too have concerns about it based on the fact that, to me, the only reason for the request of the zoning isn't because of the appropriateness of the site for that zoning. It's just to accommodate the density. And that density, to me, is questionable given the density in the area and the lack of access to public transportation specifically tied to that site. I would, like to encourage the commission to consider deferring so the chairman, who was had an emergency with his brother today, medical issue, but maybe could attend and weigh in. I'd like to hear his opinion on it as well, if that's okay.
Well, I concur with what Mr. Ross said because, as I say, not being here at the meeting, and as we're well aware, all commission matters are discussed openly in the public. While I've reviewed the file and everything, I'm hearing your gentleman's comments and getting a mood of how the meeting transpired and your interpretations of it. For me, it would be valuable to have the input of Chairman Wheatley, if possible. If we're not under any time, this meeting was February 26th, 14 days ago?
Yeah.
So we still have 31 days. That's... I'm ready to vote, but I would like to hear Chairman Wheatley.
Council doesn't hear it until April 14th. So you're going to have a meeting before we even have it, before it gets to council anyway.
So we certainly have an opportunity for the commission to vote on it, yay or nay, and forward that to the council in time. So. And again, gentlemen, I was not ready to make a motion. I was wanting to defer because I knew the chairman was not going to be here also. Again, I find it interesting that, as the chairman was quoted, nobody showed up for that public hearing. Now, whether they didn't understand what the potential ramifications are of an HR zone or they didn't. Didn't matter to them. I don't know. But regardless of the turnout by the public, as we all now know, it's not a popularity contest. you know, it's what the commission deems appropriate, given the ordinances that we have to operate under. And all we can do is base our decisions on what the ordinances allow us to do. So with all that said, Mr. Chairman, that's a long way of saying concerning change of zone, 1766 Stonemark Ventures, LLC. My motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second.
Gentlemen, the motion is for deferral. We have a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries 4-0.